Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question at pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a message. Today we're going to be talking about how to spice things up in a long-term relationship without creating a meltdown. Chris is going to read us a question from a listener.
So secret code name sexually frustrated 203 writes, how do I make my husband understand that I'm not trying to hurt or insult him when I tell him I want to spice things up? He gets very offended and takes it personal and starts putting me down as a person, but I'm just trying to get him to understand I want to try new things. We've been together a decade, no cheating or outside relationships. A relationship is not based on sex, but it would be nice for us to both be satisfied. It was never like this before, but now it's been slower for the past year. I'm ready to just keep my mouth shut and let him do what he wants with my body, but I don't think that's fair. Please help.
Well, thanks for being in touch, sexually frustrated to 203. I think this is a really common question or common issue for a lot of long-term relationships. We really don't recommend doing anything just because you feel like your partner wants to. We feel like that is a quick path to intense resentment and to a complete shutdown of your sexuality together. So we really recommend finding another solution, not just offering your body up for him to do whatever he wants to it. It's not going to make you happy or him happy in the long term.
Right. When it comes to sexual pleasure, we really believe in a both or neither philosophy. You both need to be on board and enjoying the activity, or it won't be as satisfying for either of you as it could be. You know, when one person is detached and not present with the pleasure, then it's not really that hot for the other person either. So we really want to encourage you not to give up your body in a sacrifice to your partner's pleasure, but rather come up with solutions to find a sex life that you're both going to be enjoying. And hopefully we're going to give you some strategies today that will help you reinvigorate your sex life and spice things up without creating a meltdown between the two of you.
So much of this is about how you communicate what you want. Sexuality is such a charged subject that when people feel threatened or feel like they're not doing a good job or not good enough, so much fear and insecurity gets triggered and people can lash out. It sounds like that's sort of what he's doing. Putting you down. That's not okay behavior, but it does come out of feeling insecure. So let's explore some options around how you can communicate more clearly to get your needs met and without triggering him so much.
The first thing we really want to encourage you to do is approach any conversation about your sex life with the spirit of gratitude and curiosity. Your desire to have a better sex life with your husband comes out of your love for him. So make sure that is communicated as the ultimate priority, to have a strong marriage, to have a strong relationship, to give one another as much pleasure as you can. Make sure that how you communicate isn't coming off as any sort of critique or complaint, and rather you're just approaching the subject in the spirit of love and commitment to one another. And you might have to overemphasize this. You know, sometimes we think it's obvious that we love one another and it's obvious that we're committed to our marriage. You've been in it for 10 years now, after all. But if he's feeling insecure at all about your sexual fulfillment, you might want to just kind of pad his ego a little bit by lavishing him with praise whenever you can, expressing a lot of gratitude for your relationship, talking about the things that are going right, and then starting to make requests for what you want more of.
You also mentioned that things had changed, particularly in the last year. So perhaps there are other factors going on that are affecting him. I don't know if you're looking after elderly parents, if he has been out of work. Any of those sorts of issues can really affect someone's libido and their feelings about themselves. If there are feelings of insecurity or just exhaustion and being overtaxed in general in life, that's going to really affect and impact how sexual he's feeling. And in that case especially, this is an opportunity for you to find out how you can create more pleasure for him. And perhaps he needs a little extra loving. And so you can focus on how you can create so much more pleasure for him.
Right. It's about confidence primarily. And many men in our culture tie up their masculinity and their ability to be good husbands with their ability to provide financially, with their ability to keep all of their shit together, with their ability to not be vulnerable. So if there are any factors in his life or in your relationship that is compromising his sense of self as a man, you might need to take extra steps to boost his confidence, his masculinity, his sense of being a good, strong husband for you before he can perform in the bedroom. This is an unfortunate thing in our culture around masculinity, but it's really true for a lot of men. Their sense of masculinity and sexuality is deeply tied up with their sense of being a provider and a strong figurehead for the family. And so make sure that all of those factors are attended to before you start making requests to improve your sex life.
Well, but if he's out of a job, it's sort of hard to attend to that. I think that this is where creating a culture of support and love in the relationship is even more important, where you can bolster his feelings of masculinity and feeling loved and important by tending to him, by letting him know all through the day that he's loved and that you value him and he's important to you and you appreciate him and he looks fabulous and you think he's sexy. Just like those small moments in life where you throw him a compliment or let him know that you care about him. Relationships are made up of all of these micro moments of appreciation. And if you increase those moments, he's probably going to end up feeling more confident and more loved and safer. And that could be a really good foundation from which to begin more of a conversation about wanting to explore more in bed.
Right. You might not be able to find your husband a job or take away the stress of elderly parents or of young children. But what you can do is help him feel like a big, strong man again. And take every moment you can to foster, as we say, the culture of pleasure in your relationship. Because if you've gone cold in the rest of your relationship and then try to heat things up in the bedroom, it can be really hard to get there. So this is what we call staying warm in order to get hot easier. If you keep things warm between you with lots of affection, doing favors for one another, lots of compliments, looking each other in the eye, saying goodbye and hello with a kiss, as long as you keep that culture of pleasure alive in your relationship, you'll have a much easier time heating things up in the bedroom.
And this goes for all of us, right? Like, not even just people who are having particular struggles one year. It's like, this is for all of us to remember in our relationships.
Definitely.
To create a culture of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I love that phrase.
It's something we think about often here. And, you know, Charlotte and I work together out of our home. And so we spend a lot of time together.
What?
And it's pretty amazing most of the time. But part of the reason it's amazing is because we focus on being kind and loving to each other. And we notice that a lot of couples, especially as life stress heats up, a lot of couples can tend to act more functional with each other or act more like, you know, they're running a household together rather than are in a romantic relationship. So one of the strategies here is to think back to when you first fell in love and what kinds of things you did for each other to express that love for each other in the early days. Because in the early stages of a relationship, we don't take each other for granted and we're still trying to woo one another very actively. And we tend to be our most romantic selves in those early days. So think back to the early parts of your relationship and try to bring some of that love back into your 10th year so you can go strong for another 10 years.
Do you mean going on dates like you did at the beginning of the relationship or treating each other like you did at the beginning of the relationship?
I think it's both. One exciting thing you can do is recreate some of your first dates. What were the fun things you did together that you don't do anymore in your 10th year or your 15th year or whatever? So going on dates like you used to can be a really exciting thing. You know, if one of your first dates was a hike, then go on that same hike. If you used to love going to movies and dinner together, then make time to do that. But I think more than dates, it's really about how you treat each other and how you pay attention to one another. After 10 years of living with someone, it can become really functional and you can take for granted all of the things you do for one another and forget to be present to one another as a lover. So make sure that you're bringing your lover self forward and acting like you want to be seduced by this man and that you want to seduce him and not just take it for granted that you're going to be having sex every Friday night like it's a scheduled activity. So when I say act like newlyweds or act like your first dating, it's really about cultivating a sense of romance and mystery and seduction that can go a long way to have both of you feel desirable and wanted and special.
So would you recommend her taking on attempting to seduce him as a way of bringing more novelty into the relationship, but not requesting anything more of him?
I think it has to be both. And let's get to some strategies about how to make specific requests and take that kind of communication into the bedroom. Because, you know, and a lot of people think about seducing their husband, you know, the old advice is to wear sexier lingerie and greet him at the door when he comes home with nothing but an apron on and those kinds of things. And the truth of it is, if your relationship is struggling, then those moments might become more awkward than arousing. So I think it has to be a more holistic approach to how you treat one another. But it also comes down to making really clear requests about what you want sexually and also finding out what your partner wants sexually. So let's start there. I would suggest starting this conversation with a tremendous offer of generosity. After you've, you know, worked on creating more of a culture of pleasure in your relationship and attending to any factors that might make him feel insecure in your relationship, pick a day where you're feeling good, you feel like your relationship is in a good place, and then offer him a night of pleasure devoted exclusively for him. So say something like, "Tonight, baby, it's all about you. I want to pleasure you in any way you want. What can I do for you? How can I serve you?" And this kind of offer is, you know, you might be taken aback by it for a moment, but it's a tremendous gift to be offered something like that. And we're not saying do any sexual activities that he wants that you don't want, but try to find that middle ground of him being able to make requests and, you know, maybe you give him a really long, luxurious blowjob. Maybe you dress in his favorite dress and give him a little striptease. Try to do things that are focused exclusively for his desires, and hopefully, this will open up a conversation and a reciprocity, and he'll start perhaps wanting to attend to your desires more. You're looking a little skeptical.
No, I think the word service is triggering for a lot of people. I think when we talk about sexual service, I'm aware that some people might find that confronting. I think we come from it as a with a background of massage. There is this way that sometimes you are really tending to one person's body and you are in service to their pleasure. And I think it's something that we, the pleasure mechanics, feel very comfortable with. And I just want to explain that a little bit, that it is really about using your energy and your attention to create so much pleasure in a person's body. And that when we each devote ourselves to being in service of each other, we can create an incredible culture in the relationship where each person is always looking out for each other while also taking care of your own needs as they come up. And that is a beautiful recipe for a happy and fulfilling sexual relationship. So I love the idea of being in sexual service to someone, not as a slave, though some people get into that, but as a devoted, loving act.
Definitely.
The other piece around communicating what you want is really framing everything in a positive light, that you are happy with what's going on. You've loved each other for 10 years. you're grateful, and it's not that anything is broken or wrong, but that you would love to continue exploring together. So using language, and this is where it is really important how you frame the questions and desires, because people can hear all kinds of other things. So I get really turned on when I think of you, X, Y, and Z, Z.
As they say here in America.
Where you're from.
So just to be clear there, instead of saying, man, I wish we had rougher sex more often.
Everything's so boring.
You could say, sometimes I fantasize and I get really turned on when I imagine you spanking me, and I'd love to be over your knee and feel you dominate me. And in this way, you're making your husband the star of your sexual fantasies. So it doesn't feel like something that you're wanting outside of your relationship, but it's rather a desire for him specifically. And if you hear a fantasy framed in the way that you yourself are the star of it, it can be much more arousing and exciting to think of your wife of 10 years fantasizing about you. And so this is a strategy you might want to try. Make him your sexual hero and communicate from that place and see how he responds.
But it's just that you want him so much that you want to keep exploring how to pleasure his body and how he can pleasure your body. Then really frame things as a positive, not as a critique.
You weren't totally clear about how you wanted to spice things up, so I'm not sure exactly what you are desiring. We have a book called The Fantasy Method, which helps you explore your erotic fantasies and get really specific about your desires. So you can name specific desires rather than a vague sense of being dissatisfied or unfulfilled. It's much easier to meet someone's needs when they can be really specific about them. So as you approach these conversations with your husband, try to be really specific about what you want. And that might be for more of a specific activity, or it might be for more of a specific kind of erotic energy. You might want to have more tender, loving, present sex where you're looking into each other's eyes and telling each other how much you love one another. Or you might be craving a rougher kind of sex where he's dominating you and you're being tossed around and roughed up. Or you might be craving something more adventurous, like parking on a country road and having sex on the hood of the car. Try to get really specific about what you want and communicate from that place of, you know, I just can't stop thinking about how hot it would be if we dot, dot, dot. If you can't fill in the blanks there, then you have work to do on your own to get really specific about what you want from him. It can be very overwhelming to be approached by a lover who has just a vague sense of dissatisfaction. But when your lover comes to you with a very clear desire and expresses you to play a role in fulfilling that desire, that can be really hot. So make sure you're being specific. Make sure you're making him the star of your sexual desires and see how it goes. We'd love to hear from you. We love follow-ups from those we've given advice to, and any other listener out there who resonates with this question and who puts some of these strategies into practice, please be in touch and let us know how it goes so we can better serve you and answer any follow-up questions on future episodes of this podcast. You can submit a question to be answered at pleasuremechanics.com on the Ask Us Anything page or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find our 8 video guides teaching you couples massage and erotic touch techniques so you can learn how to touch your lover's body with skill and confidence. And as a listener of the Speaking of Sex podcast, we'd love to offer you 20% off any of the download to own videos. Simply use promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout for 20% off your video guides.
You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.